This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The head of the Missouri Department of Transportation is hoping that the year 2012 will be a better year than this one. From St. Louis, Bill Rack has this report that the agency had to make some pretty drastic budget decisions this year.
It was hard. You know, that's the first word that comes to mind. It was hard.
ODOT Director Kevin Keith had a rough second year on the job. The agency, faced with a worsening budget shortfall, made the decision to downsize by laying off 1,200 employees, closing 130 facilities, and selling off hundreds of pieces of equipment over the next 5 years. Keith says everyone in state government is tightening their belts.
We're not alone in this. That was the world I had to deal with, and it was hard to do.
The good news, Keith says, is because of the tough budget decisions, MoDOT will have an extra $117 million a year to maintain the state's roads and bridges. I'm Bill Rack.
A $30 billion arms deal announced yesterday between Saudi Arabia and the United States is good news for about 800 workers at Boeing's defense unit in Hazelwood. Under the terms of the deal, the Saudi government will purchase 84 new F-15 fighter jets and update 70 older planes. Thomas Pinsky, the spokesperson for the union that represents workers on the F-15 line, says the deal will keep the line running until at least the year 2016.
Some of us, that's going to be our retirement airplanes. So our younger workforce who, you know, was looking at the next year or two, maybe having to worry about a layoff if the F-15 line didn't continue. We're very pleased, very happy that Saudi decided to go ahead and sign on to that deal, and our government has approved it.
Pinsky says additional jobs could be added if the older planes are upgraded at the Hazelwood plant. That decision is not expected until next year. A 107-year-old church that's home to one of Kansas City's oldest congregations has been hit by a fire. Firefighters were dispatched around 5:30 last night to the Westport Presbyterian Church, located between Main Street and Broadway at the eastern end of Kansas City's Westport neighborhood. The Kansas City Star reports there were no injuries. Firefighters used about 3 aerial trucks to battle the flames. Former Westport Presbyterian members told the newspaper the fire started in the back of the church where the kitchen and meeting rooms are located. The stone church was built in 1904, and the congregation has been in existence for 175 years. The Missouri State Museum inside the state capitol plans to maintain extended hours on select days next year, beginning next week. The State Museum will be open until 8 in the evening, the first Wednesday of each month, with capitol staff presenting special programs. The first evening exhibit begins January 4th. The museum will feature a special interpretive program about Ella Ewing, who was from northeastern Missouri and toured with the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus because of her extreme height. The Missouri State Museum has several artifacts from Ewing's circus career, including her shoes. Visitors for the evening museum hours should use the carriage entrance on the south side of the Capitol building. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.